How do you feel when you hear other animal rights organizations coming out against PETA?
Oh, I don't mind. I think somebody has to push the envelope. You know, if you say something that someone already agrees with, then what's the point? And so we make some more conservative animal protection organizations uncomfortable. They don't want to be associated with us because it will be embarrassing for them. And I understand that. I mean, our own members write to us sometimes and say, oh, why did you do this? I don't want anyone to know I'm a PETA member. And you know. But some of us, we agree cordially, like the Humane Society man. I mean, he and I exchange emails all the time. I nag him about he needs to take a stronger position on some things and stop mealy-mouthing. And he nags me in his emails and says, it's about time that you condemned such and such. It doesn't do us any good for you to stick up for such and such. So we have a...
What is one thing that you've been asked to condemn?
Well, he wants us to condemn illegal acts of people, yes, getting the animals out of the laboratories. And I won't do it, because if it were my animal, I'd be happy.
Yeah.
So, if it were little man, I would be happy.
How do you feel about the Animal Liberation Front activities? And I know some of the stuff's covered in the film, but just because...
No, it was only marginally covered.
You know, like, I want to get things up on there. That,
it was
you know,
only...
Your words just...
Yeah. And it was only marginally covered. I mean, there was only so much you could focus on and in such a way. And there weren't rebuttals for many things, which was disturbing. You know, when someone says, well, is this doing any good? That woman said, you know, well, this isn't doing any good. I would love to have seen the whole list of endless victories that we've had, starting with, you know, General Motors switching to mannequins with crash tests. There's a huge, huge list of everything. But what was your question?
How do you feel about the Animal Liberation Front?
Oh.
You know, what is...
Well, I wrote a book called Free the Animals, and it's about the Animal Liberation Front from its inception in the United States, not overseas where it began, but its inception here, going to about 1990-something. And I talk about how I do support getting animals out. In the same way, I would have supported getting human slaves out, or child labor, you know, any of that, sex slaves, the whole lot. But I don't support burning. I don't support arson. I would rather that these buildings weren't standing. And so I think at some level, I understand. I just don't like the idea of that. But maybe that's wishy-washy of me, because I don't want those buildings standing if they hurt anyone. And the ALF has never hurt mice or man.
It's a lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
Proposition for you?
Yeah, absolutely. Because if the buildings are standing, the slaughterhouse is standing, then the amount of pain and suffering... I mean, why would you preserve it just so someone can make a profit by continuing to hurt and kill individuals who feel every bit as much as we do?